The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 9, Liberation. Chapter 22, The Descendants of Ajamita. This chapter describes the descendants of Duryodhana. It also describes Jarasandha, who belonged to the Riksha dynasty, as well as Duryodhana, Jarjuna, and others. The son of Devadas was Mitrayu, who had four sons, one after another, Chavana, Sudasa, Sahadeva, and Somaka. Somaka had 100 sons, of whom the youngest was Prishata, from whom Drupad was born. Drupad's daughter was Draupadi, and his sons were headed by Drishtadyumna. Drishtadyumna's son was Drishtaketu. Another son of Ajamita was named Riksha. From Riksha came a son named Sambarana, and from Sambarana came Kuru, the king of Kurukshetra. Kuru had four sons, Pariksi, Sudanu, Janu, and Nisada. Among the descendants in the dynasty from Sudanu were Suhotra, Chavana, Kriti, and Uparichara Vasu. The sons of Uparichara Vasu, including Brihadrath, Kushamba, Matsya, Pratyagra, and Chedipa, became the kings of the Chedi state. In the dynasty from Brihadrath came Kushagra, Rishaba, Satyahita, Pushpavan, and Jahu. And from Brihadrath, through the womb of another wife, came Jarasandha, who was followed by Sahadev, Somapi, and Shrutashrava. Pariksi, the son of Kuru, had no sons. Among the descendants of Janu were Suratha, Vidurath, Sarvabhoma, Jayasen, Radhika, Ayutthaya, Akrodhana, Devatiti, Riksha, Dalipa, and Pratipa. The sons of Pratipa were Devapi, Santanu, and Balika. When Devapi returned to the forest, his younger brother Santanu became the king. Although Santanu, being younger, was not eligible to occupy the throne, he disregarded his elder brother. Consequently, there was no rainfall for 12 years. Following the advice of Brahmanas, Santanu was ready to return to the kingdom of Devapi, but by the intrigue of Santanu's minister, Devapi became unfit to be king. Therefore, Santanu resumed charge of the kingdom, and rain fell properly during his regime. By mystic power, Devapi still lives in the village known as Kalapagram. In this Kali Yuga, when the descendants of Soma, known as the Chandravamsa lunar dynasty, die out, Devapi, at the beginning of Satyuga, will reestablish the dynasty of the moon. The wife of Santanu, named Ganga, gave birth to Bhishma, one of the 12 authorities. Two sons named Chitragada and Vichitravirya were also born from the womb of Satyavati by the semen of Santanu, and Vyasadeva was born from Satyavati by the semen of Parashara. Vyasadeva instructed the history of the Bhagavatam to his son Shukadeva. Through the womb of the two wives and the maidservant of Vichitravirya, Vyasadeva begot Dhritarashtra, Pandu, and Vidura. Dhritarashtra had 100 sons, headed by Duryodhan, and one daughter named Dushala. Pandu had 5 sons, headed by Yudhishthira, and each of these sons had one son from Draupadi. The names of these sons of Draupadi were Prativindya, Shrutasen, Shrutakirti, Satanika, and Shrutakarma. Besides these 5 sons, by other wives, the Pandavas had many other sons, such as Devaka, Garukach, Sarvagata, Suhotra, Naramitra, Iravan, Babhruvahan, and Abhimanyu. From Abhimanyu, Maharaj Prikshit was born, and Maharaj Prikshit had 4 sons, Janmanjai, Shrutasen, Bhimasen, and Ugrasen. Next, Shukadeva Goswami described the future sons of the Pandu family. From Janmanjai, he said, would come a son named Satanika, and following in the dynasty would be Sahasranika, Ashramedaj, Asima Krishna, Nemi Chakra Chitarath, Suchirat, Vristiman, Shushena, Sunita, Nrichaksu, Sunhilala, Padiplava, Sunaya, Medhavi, Nripajai, Durva, Timi, Badarath, Sudasa, Santanika, Durdamana, Mahinara, Dandapani, Nimi, and Kshemaka. Sukadev Goswami then predicted the kings of the Magadha Vamsa, or Magadha dynasty. Sahadev, the son of Jarasandha, would beget Marjani, and from him would come Shutadit, Shrava. Subsequently taking birth in the dynasty would be Utayu, Niramitra, Sunakshatra, Bhitsen, Karmajit, Sutanjay, Vipra, Suchi, Chema, Suvatra, Dharmasutra, Sama, Dhrumatsen, Sumati, Subal, Sunita, Satyajit, Vishvajit, and Rupanjay. Text 1. Shri Shuka Uvacha, Maitreyus Chadivo Dasach Chavanas Tat Suto Nripa Sudasa Sahadevo Ta Samako Jantu Janmakrit. Translation. Shukadev Goswami said, O King, the son of Devadas was Maitreyu, and from Maitreyu came four sons named Chavana, Sudasa, Sahadev, and Somaka. Somaka was the father of Jantu. Text 2. Tasya putra satam tesham yavi nam prasatasuta satasma drupado jajne sarva sampat samanvita. Translation. Somaka had 100 sons, of whom the youngest was Prishata. From Prishata was born King Drupad, who was opulent in all supremacy. Text 3. Drupada drupadi tasya dustya dyumna dya suta Dristadyumnad Dristaketur Barmya Panchalakaime. Translation. For Maharaj Drupad, Draupadi was born. Maharaj Drupad also had many sons, headed by Dristadyumna. From Dristadyumna came a son named Dristaketu. All these personalities are known as descendants of Barmyashva, or as the dynasty of Panchala. Texts 4 through 5. Yo jamida suto hyanya riksha sambar ranastata tapatyam suryakanyayam kurukshetarpati karu parikshu sudanar janur nisadas chakuru suta suho tribut sadanusas chavano ta katata kriti. Synonyms. Another son of Ajamimida was known as Riksha. From Riksha came a son named Samvarana, and from Samvarana, through the womb of his wife Tapati, the daughter of the sun god, came Kuru, the king of Kurukshetra. Kuru had four sons, Parikshi, Sudanu, Janu, and Nishada. From Sudanu, Suhotra was born, and from Suhotra, Chavana. From Chavana, Kriti was born. Text 6. Vasus tasyo paricharo brihadrath mukhas tata kushamba matsya pratyagra chedipadya chedipa. Translation. The son of Kriti was Upicharavasu, and among his sons, headed by Brihadrath, were Kushamba, Matsya, Pratyagra, and Chedipa. All the sons of Upicharavasu became rulers of the Chedi state. Text 7. Brihadratha Kushogro Bud Rishabhas Tasya Tatsuta Jajne Satya Hito Patyam Pushpavams Tat Sato Jahu. Translation. From Brihadratha Kushagra was born. From Kushagra, Rishabha, and from Rishabha, Satyahita. The son of Satyahita was Pushpavan, and the son of Pushpavan was Jahu. Text 8. Anyasyam api baryayam shakhale dve brihadrathat ye matra bahir utstritste jaraya chabisandite jiva jiveti kridantya jarasando bhavatsuta. Synonyms. Anyasyam, and another, api also, baryayam, wife, shakale, parts, dve, two, brihadrathat, from brihadrath, ye, in which two parts, matra, by the mother, bahi utstrite, stay, because of rejection, jaraya, by the demoness named jara, cha, and abhisandite, when they were joined together, jiva, jiva, iti, O living entity, be alive, Kridantia playing like that, Jarasandha Jarasandha Abhavat was generated, Suta, a son. Translation, through the womb of another wife, Briadrath begat two halves of a son. When the mother saw those two halves, she rejected them, but later a she-demon named Jara playfully joined them together and said, quote, come to life, end quote. Thus, the son named Jarasandha was born. Text 9. Tata cha sahadevo bhut soma pir yuchrutashrava parikshir anapatyo bhut surato namajanava. Translation. From Jarasandha came a son named Sahadev, from Sahadev Somapati, or Somapi, and from Somapi Shrutashrava. The son of Kuru called Parikshi had no sons, but the son of Kuru called Janu had a son named Surata. Text 10. Tato viduratas tasmat sarvabhumas tato bhavat jayasenas tataneo radiko to yutavyabhut. Translation. From Surata came a son named Vidurath, and from whom Sarvabhoma was born. From Sarvabhoma came Jayasen, from Jayasena Radhika, and from Radhika Ayutayu. Text 11. Tatas chakrodanas tasmat devatirti amusyacha rikshas tasya dilipo bhut pratipas tasya chatmaja. Translation. From Ayutayu came a son named Akrodana, and his son was Devatiti. The son of Devatiti was Riksha, the son of Riksha was Dilipa, and the son of Dilipa was Pratipa. Text 12 through 13. Devapi santanus tasya balika iti chatmaja priti rajam prati yajya devapis tu vanam gata avavach shanatanu raja pran mahabhisha samjita yam yam karabhyam sprisyati nrinam yovanam evasa etisa. Translation. The sons of Pripita were Devapi, Santanu, and Balika. Devapi left the kingdom of his father and went to the forest, and therefore Santanu became the king. Santanu, who in his previous birth was known as Mahabhisha, had the ability to transform anyone from old age to youth simply by touching that person with his hands. Text 14 through 15. Shantim apnopi chaivagram karmana tena shantanu dama sama vadasa tadraje nan vavarsha yadavibu shantanur brahmanair ukta parivetayam agrabuk rajyam dei hi agrajay yasu pura rastra viviridaye. Translation. Because the king was able to make everyone happy for sense gratification, primarily by the touch of his hand, his name was Shantanu. Once, when there was no rainfall in the kingdom for 12 years, and the king consulted his learned Brahminical advisors, they said, quote, you are faulty for enjoying the property of your elder brother. For the elevation of your kingdom and home, you should return the kingdom to him, end quote. Report. One cannot enjoy sovereignty or perform the Agnihotra Yajna in the presence of one's elder brother, or else one becomes an usurper known as Pariveta. Text 16 and 17. Eva Mukta Dvijar Jestam Chandayam Asaso Bhavit Tan Mantri Prahitar Viprayar Vedad Vabris Vibram Shito Gira Veda Vedad Vitivadam Dan vai tada devo visharshaha devapir yogamastaya kalapa gramamashrita. Translation. When the Brahmanas said this, Maharaj Shantanu went to the forest and requested his other brother Devapi to take charge of the kingdom, for it is the duty of a king to maintain his subjects. Previously, however, Shantanu's minister Ashvavara had instigated some Brahmanas to induce Devapi to transgress the injunctions of the Vedas and thus make himself unfit for the post of ruler. The Brahmanas deviated Devapi from the path of the Vedic principles, and therefore, when asked by Shantanu, he did not agree to accept the post of ruler. On the contrary, he blasphemed the Vedic principles and therefore became fallen. Under the circumstances, Shantanu again became the king, and Indra, being pleased, showered rains. Devapi later took to the path of mystic yoga to control his mind and senses and went to the village named Kalapagram, where he is still living. Text 18 and 19. Somavamse kalo naste krita do stapi yasyati balikat somadato bud burir buvishravas tata shalas cha santanor vasid gangayan bhishma advavan sarvadharma vidam shresto mahabhagavata kavi. Translation. After the dynasty of the moon god comes to an end in this age of Kali, Devapi, in the beginning of the next Satya Yuga, will reestablish the Soma dynasty in this world. From Balika, the brother of Santanu, came a son named Somadat, who had three sons named Buri, Burishrava, and Shala. From Santanu, through the womb of his wife named Ganga, came Bhishma, the exalted, self-realized devotee and learned scholar. Text 20. Virayutagranir yena ramopi yudayutoshita santanor dasakanyayam jajne chantragadasuta. Translation. Bhishmadev was the foremost of all warriors. When he defeated Lord Parashuram in a fight, Lord Parashuram was very satisfied with him. By the semen of Shantanu in the womb of Satyavati, the daughter of a fisherman, Chitrangada took birth. Purport. Satyavati was actually the daughter of Upari Charavasu by the womb of a fisherman known as Matsyagarbha. Later, Satyavati was raised by a fisherman. The fight between Parashuram and Bhishmadev concerns three daughters, Kashiraj, Ambika, Ambalika, and Amba, who were forcibly abducted by Bhishmadev acting on behalf of his brother Vichitravirya. Ambu thought that the Bhishmadev would marry her and became attached to him, but Bhishmadev refused to marry her, for he had taken the vow of brahmacharya. Amba therefore approached Bhishmadev's military spiritual master, Parashuram, who instructed Bhishma to marry her. Bhishmadev refused, and therefore Parashuram fought with him to force him to accept the marriage. But Parashuram was defeated, and he was pleased with Bhishma. Text 21 through 24. Vichitravirya's Chavarajo Namna Chitran Gado Hata Yasyam Parasarat Sakshad Avitirno Hare Kala Vedagupto Muni Krishno Yatoham Idam Adyagam Hitvasva Shishyan Pailad Din Bhagavan Badarayana Mahayam Putare Rayar Santaya Param guyam idam jago vichitravirya tatvaha kashi raja sute balat svayam varad upanite ambalik kam balike ubhe tayor asakrita dridayo grihito yakshmanamrita. Translation. Chitrangada, of whom Vichitravirya was the younger brother, was killed by a Gandharva who was also named Chitrangada. Satyavati, before her marriage to Shantanu, gave birth to the master authority of the Vedas, Vyasadev, known as Krishna Dvaipayana, who was begotten by Parashuramuni. From Vyasadev, I, Shukadeva Goswami, was born, and from him I studied this great work of literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. The incarnation of Godhead Vedavyas, rejecting his disciples, headed by Pila, instructed Srimad Bhagavatam to me because I was free from all material desires. After Ambika and Ambalika, the two daughters of Kashiraj, were taken away by force, Vichitravirya married them, but because he was too attached to these two wives, he had a heart attack and died of tuberculosis. Text 25. Chaitri Prajasya Vai Bharatur Matrakto Badarayana Dhatarastram Chapandam Cha Viduram Chapi Ajijanat. Translation. Badarayana, Sri Vyasadeva, following the order of his mother Satyavati, begot three sons, two by the womb of Ambika and Ambalika, and two wives of his brother Vichitravirya, and the third by Vichitravirya's maidservant. These sons were Dhatarastra, Pandu, and Vidura. Purport. Vichitravirya died of tuberculosis, and his wives, Ambika and Ambalika, had no issue. Therefore, Vichitravirya's death After Vichitravirya's death, his mother Satyavati, who was also the mother of Vyasadeva, asked Vyasadeva to beget children through the wives of Vichitravirya. In those days, the brother of the husband could beget children through the womb of his sister-in-law. This was known as Devarena Sutopati. If the husband was somehow unable to beget children, his brother could do so through the womb of his sister-in-law. This Devarena Sutopati and the sacrifices of Ashwamedha and Gomedha are forbidden in the age of Kali. Ashwamedham Gavalambam Sanyasam Palapaitakam Devarena Sutopatim Kalo Pancha Vivarjayat. Quote, in this age of Kali, five acts are forbidden. The offering of a horse and sacrifice, the offering of a cow and sacrifice, the acceptance to the order of sannyas, the offerings of oblations of flesh to the forefathers, and a man's begetting children in his brother's wife. End quote. Brahmavivarta Purana. Text 26. Gandharyan Dhritarashtrasya Jajne Putram Satam Ripa Tata Duryodhano Jyesto Dushala Chapikanyaka. Translation, Dhritarashtra's wife, Gandhari, gave birth to 100 sons and one daughter, O king. The oldest of the sons was Duryodhan, and the daughter's name was Dushala. Text 27 and 28. Sapan Maituna Rudhasya Pando Kuntyam Maharata Jatatarma Nilena Drebyo Yudhisthira Mukastriya Nakula Sahadevasya Madram Nasa Tyadashirayo Dropadyam Pancha Panchabya Putras Te Pitaro Bhavan. Translation, Pandu was restrained from sexual life because of having been cursed by a sage, and therefore his three sons, Yudhishthira, Bhima, and Arjuna, were begotten through the womb of his wife Kunti by Dharmaraj, the demigod controlling the wind, and by the demigod controlling the rain. Pandu's second wife, Madri, gave birth to Nakula and Sahadev, who were begotten by the two Ashvini Kumars. The five brothers, headed by Yudhishthira, begot five sons through the womb of Draupadi. These five sons were your uncles. Text 29. Yudhishthirat Prativindya Shruta Seno Vikodarat Arjunach Chutra Kirtis Tu Santinikas Tu Nakuli. Translation, from Yudhisthira came the son named Prativindya, from Bhima a son named Shrutasena, and from Arjuna a son named Shrutakirti, and from Akula a son named Satanika. Text 30 through 31. Sahadeva Suto Rajan Shrutakarma Tatapare Yudhisthira Tu Puravyam Devakota Gato Gacha Bhimasena Dibin Bayam Kalim Sarvagatastata Sahadevat Suhotram Tu Vijay Sutta Parvati. Translation, Oaks King, the son of Sahadev was Shrutakarma. There furthermore, Yudhishthira and his brothers begot other sons and other wives. Yudhishthira begot a son named Devaka through this womb of Parvati, and Bhimasena begot a son named Gadokach through his wife Hadimba, and a son named Sarvagata through his wife Kali. Similarly, Sahadev had a son named Suhotra through his wife named Vijay, who was the daughter of the king of the mountains. Text 32. Karanu Matyam Anakulo Naramitram Tatarjuna Iravantam Ulapyam Vai Sutiyam Babruvahanam Manupura Pate Sopi Tatputra Putrikasuta. Translation, Nakula begat a son named Naramitra through his wife named Karanumati. Similarly, Arjuna begat a son named Rirvan through his wife known as Ulupi, the daughter of the Nagas, and a son named Babruvahana by the womb of the princess of Manipur. Babruvahana became the adopted son of the king of Manipur. Purport. It is to be understood that Parvati is the daughter of the king of the very, very old mountainous country known as the Manipur state. 5,000 years ago, therefore, when the Pandavas ruled, Manipur existed, as did its king. Therefore, this kingdom is very old, is a very old aristocratic Vaishnav kingdom. If this kingdom is organized as a Vaishnav state, this revitalization will be a great success because for 5,000 years, this state has maintained its identity. If the Vaishnava spirit is revived there, it will be a wonderful place, renowned throughout the entire world. Manipuri Vaishnavas are very famous in Vaishnava society. In Vrindavan and Navadvip, there are many temples constructed by the king of Manipur. Some of our devotees belong to the Manipur state. The Krishna consciousness movement, therefore, can be well spread in the state of Manipur by the cooperative efforts of the Krishna conscious devotees. Text 33. Tava tata subradayam abhimanyur ajayata sarvatira netajidvira utarayam tato bhavan. Translation. My dear King Parikshit, your father Abhimanyu was born from the womb of Subhadra as the son of Arjuna. He was the conqueror of all Adiratas, those who could fight with 1,000 charioteers. From him, by the womb of Uttara, the daughter of Viradvaja, you were born. Text 34. Parikshaneshu Kureshu Dhanur Brahmastra Tejasa Tvam Cha Krishnanu Bhavena Svajivo Mochita Nakatat. Translation. After the Kuru dynasty was annihilated in the Battle of Kurukshetra, you were also about to be destroyed by the Brahmastra atomic weapon released by the son of Dronacharya, but by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, you were saved from death. Text 35. Teveme taniyastata chanmajai puravaka srutaseno bhimasena ugrasena shavirivan. Translation. My dear king, your four sons, Janmanjaya, Shrutasena, Bhimasena, and Ugrasena, are very powerful. Janmanjaya is the eldest. Text 36. Janmanjaya tavam viditva takshakan nidinam gitam sarpam vai sarpa yagyadno sahosyati rusanvita. Translation. Because of your death by the Takshaka snake, your son Janmanjaya will be very angry and will perform a sacrifice to kill all the snakes in the world. Text 37. Kalasyayam puradaya turam turaga medasat samantat prithivim sarvam jitva yakshati chavarai. Translation. After conquering throughout the world and accepting Tura, the son of Kailasa, as his priest, Janmanjaya will perform Ashwamedha Yagas, for which he will be known as Turaga Medashat. Text 38. Dasiputra Shaktang Niko Yagna Valkat Triampatan Astrajyanam Kiramjyanam Sonakat Paramesiti. Translation. The son of Janmanjaya, known as Santanika, will learn from Yajnavalkya the three Vedas and the art of performing ritualistic ceremonies. He will also learn the military art from Kripacharya and the transcendental science from the sage Shonaka. Text 39. Sahasranikas tatputras tatas chaivasvame doja asimikma krishnas tasyapi nemi chakras tutatsuta. Translation. The son of Satanika will be Sahasranika, and from him will come the son named Ashvamedhaja. From Ashvamedhaja will come Asimakrishna, and his son will be Nimichakra. Text 40. Gaja vaye hita nyadya koshambyam vadu sadu vatsyati uktas tatachiratas chiraratas tasmat chuchiratasuta. Translation. When the town of Hastinapur, New Delhi, is inundated by the river, Nimichakra will live in the place known as Koshambi. His son will be celebrated as Chitrarath, and the son of Chitrarath will be Suchirath. Text 41. Tasmat shavistrimam stasya susheno ta mahipati Sinistas tasya bhavita nichakshuryat sukhinala. This translation. From Suchirat will come the son named Vristiman, and his son Shushena will be the emperor of the entire world. The son of Shushena will be Sunita, his son will be Nichakshu, and from Nichakshu will come a son named Sukhinala. Text 42. Pariplava sutastasman medhavi sunayatmaja nripanjayastato durvas timis tasmaj janisyati. Translation. The son of Sukhinala will be Pariplava, and his son will be Sunaya. From Sunaya will come a son named Madhavi, and from Madhavi, Nripanjaya, from Nripanjaya, Dhruva, and from Dhruva, Timi. Text 43. Timir Badidrathas Tasmach Chatanika Siddhasaja Satanika Durda Manas Tasya Patyam Mahi Nara. Translation. From Timi will come Brihadrath, from Brihadrath Sudasha, from Sudasha Satanika, from Satanika will come Durdamana, and from him will come a son named Mahinara. Text 44 through 45. Danda panir nimistasya kshemako bhavita tata brahma kshatrasya vai yonir vamsodevarshi sakrita. Shemakam prapya rajanam samstam prasyati vaikulo atai maghada rajano bavino ye vadamite. Translation. The son of Mahinara will be Dandapani, and his son will be Nimi, from whom King Shemaka will be born. I have now described to you the moon god's dynasty, which is the source of the brahmanas and kshatriyas and is worshipped by demigods and great saints. In this Kali Yuga, Kshemaka will be the last monarch. I shall describe to you the future of the Magadha dynasty. Please listen. Text 46 through 48. Bhavita Sahadevasya Majarir Yach Chutra Shrava Yatas yutasus tasyapi niratmitro tatapsuta sonakshatra sonakshatrad brihatseno takarmajit tata sutanjayad vipra suchis tasya bhavisite chemo tasurvatas tasmad dharma sutra samastata dumasino tasumati Shubalo Janita Sata. Translation. Sahadev, the son of Jarisandha, will have a son named Marjari. From Marjari will come Shruta Shrava, from Shruta Shrava Yutayu, from Yutayu Niramitra. From the son of Niramitra will be Sunakshatra, from Sunakshatra will come Brihatsen, from Brihatsen Karmajit. The son of Karmajit will be Sutanjaya. The son of Sutanjaya will be Vipra, and his son will be Suchi. The son of Suchi will be Kshema. The son of Kshema will be Suvrata, and the son of Suvrata will be Dharmasutra. From Dharmasutra will come Sama, from Sama Dumatsena, from Dumatsena Sumati, and from Sumati Subal. Text 49. Sunita Satyajidata Vishvajid Yat Ripunjaya Barhadrathas Chadbupala Bhavya Sahasravart Vatsaram. Translation. From Subal will come Sunita, from Sunita Satyajit, from Satyajit Vishvajit, and from Vishvajit Ripunjaya. All of these personalities will belong to the dynasty of Brihadrath, which will rule the world for 1,000 years. Purport. This is the history of a monarchy that began with Jarasandha and continues for 1,000 years as the above mentioned kings appear on the surface of the globe. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 9th canto of 22nd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled, quote, the descendants of Ajamida, end quote.